fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's travel and haunted rock!
The little group of frightened people sat huddled close to the small campfire in the buffalo grass. They had been asleep, but now they were awake. And in the dark night, all of them were turning toward the west, toward the narrow entrance between towering black cliffs, which they knew were there, but which they could not see.
I heard it. I heard it, I tell you.
Shucks, it isn't anything, Abby.
I heard it, Carrie. So did you. It woke us up.
Well, I don't hear nothing now.
We all heard it.
Listen.
There it is.
Well, maybe it's a mountain lion.
It's not a mountain lion, nor a coyote either. We know what it is.
It's haunted rock, that's what.
Carrie, let's get back to town.
No, Abby.
I don't care if your father does own land in that valley. I don't ever want to see it or even hear about
it. But it's only...
No. That sound. You know what it is, and so do I. And they were afraid to admit it. Well, I'll admit it. It's a ghost, that's what. It's the ghost of...
Wait. There it goes again.
Carrie.
Abby, sit down.
No, I'm going. And you've got to come with
Abby,
me.
Abby, wait. Listen to that. Now, I got a hanger to make tracks myself, Carrie. That thing sends shivers down my spine. Steady, horse.
Well, I can see I can't reason with you. All right, we'll go. We'll go.
No, no, we won't come back. We'll never come back. Oh, get up.
Get up there.
Abby. Abby, wait. Dawn. Oh, come on, horse. Get up. It isn't any use.
Stop that infernal laugh. Sit down, Jasper. I heard you come in.
I saw them, Crawford.
You sound abused.
First it was the woman, young Abby Marston. Then it was Don Kelso. They jumped on their horses and lit out for town like a herd of buffalo was after them.
Never mind them. What about Kerry Marston? Did he run?
Yeah, but he didn't act scared, Crawford.
Didn't,
No, they hightailed toward town. He went after him. But he acted more annoyed than scared.
Yeah, that's not good, Jasper.
They won't go back, Crawford. They'd be glad to sell you their land. And for a handful of soul, too.
I wouldn't be too certain. If Kerry Marston doesn't scare easy, he'll be one to go back there. He doesn't give up so easy.
Put your mind at ease, Crawford. He's in love with his wife, ain't he?
Yes.
Well, I'm here to tell you he'll never go back. Not so long as she's convinced.
You are, they're out of hearing.
Well, Crawford, like we figured, I made sure Mrs. Marston heard all about the ghost of Haunted Rock. That it was where Injuns massacred a party of pioneers camping there.
In the voice?
That was an Injun ghost putting his curse on the valley.
That's the same old yarn. Why should it have so much effect on her?
For two reasons, Crawford. First of all, she's an Easterner. This country kind of scares her anyhow. And second and most important...
Come on.
Seems she had a grandmother come out this way years ago, heading for the Northwest Territory.
Jasper, if you don't stop that infernal laughing, I'll...
All right, Crawford, all right. Just by pure coincidence, mind you, Mrs. Marston has somehow or other got the idea that her grandpa was in that party of pioneers. She was massacred along with the rest that time near Haunted Rock.
Is that so?
Yeah. Mighty fortunate, huh?
Now, where could she have gotten that idea, Jasper?
Oh, I happen to be talking to her.
You're a mighty slick hombre, Jasper.
You're not so dusty yourself, Crawford.
I reckon we'll make a nice piece of change out of this, providing nothing goes wrong.
May take a little more hinting, Mr. Crawford, but I'm willing to bet my best saddle that inside of a week, Carrie Marston will walk into your bank and offer to sell his land near Haunted Rock.
Within a week, eh? It's worth waiting a year for.
You know, I almost believe that story myself.
What do you mean?
Well, it ain't nothing special, but I was out there, like I told you.
Near Haunted Rock?
Yeah, watching him from a safe hiding place. It's a mighty shivery sound, Crawford.
I don't care for it.
Sort of dark out there, too. And then all of a sudden, I thought I heard a couple of horses right close by.
You thought you heard. Couldn't you be sure?
It was dark. There was a mist. The ground was soft. I looked around and... Well, Crawford, I almost imagined I saw an Indian ride past. An Indian riding a paint horse. And then he was gone. For a second, I figured maybe it was the ghost of Haunted Rock.
Easy, Scott. Easy, fella. Not blame horse. That sound plenty spooky.
It's the legend of Haunted Rock, Tonto.
Injun not like go near here at night.
I know what makes that weird sound.
Injun ghost, like medicine men say.
But there are no ghosts.
Maybe so. But what else do it? If not animal.
Oh.
We not see birds. See what's up with that?
Tonto, they're in the brush. Come on, Silver. Got that gun.
Look out, him got...
My hands are numb.
I hit the gun, not your hands. You're a mighty poor shot, mister. You were only 30 feet away. If you meant to ambush us,
I wasn't trying to hit you. I fired that shot, and then I aimed to jump out of the brush and ask you a few questions. But you and that white horse are two all fired fast. I didn't get a chance to open my mouth.
Lucky for you, you're alive. Someone else might have aimed at you, not the gun.
Yeah, I reckon I did a fool thing.
Firing a shot that way is as foolish as eating loco weed. What made you do it?
You not look like tenderfoot.
Oh, I'm not Injun. Raised and brought up out here. But I'm mighty upset about my wife and Haunted Rock.
Haunted Rock?
Well, we were out here not 3 hours ago. We had a campfire.
There were three of you?
That's right.
We saw you leave. Scared away by that steady silver.
I'm not scared. I never was. But Abby can't stand it. And if she refused to come out this way and live on my land, why, I'll just have to sell the land. And I don't want to sell.
Your name must be Marston.
Yeah. I reckon everybody knows about that land. It's good land, but never been used, though.
Nobody like Haunted Rock.
Oh, it sure is turning into a jinx for me. That's why I came back out here after I left Abby and Dawn back in Tamarack. You know, I've got a notion somebody's doing all this deliberate.
That's why you tried to surprise us?
That's it, mister. You're wearing a mask, and I don't like hombres who wear masks.
You'd better head back for Tamarack, Marston.
Oh, I reckon you're what I figured in the first place. Just a couple of outlaws.
We not outlaws.
Never mind, Toto. We're saying adios, Marston. Wheel your horse.
Well, you know, mister. Adios.
Sabe, why you do that?
We don't know how straight a story he's telling, Toto.
Him sound honest.
He is. We'll find out soon enough. Besides, I want him to get mad.
Huh?
The sooner the mystery of Haunted Rock is cleared up, the better. The madder Marston gets, the less likely he is to sell his property.
Oh, Tonto Sabe now. You think maybe something wrong, huh?
There's something plenty wrong. We'll head for Tamarack and see what information we can pick up there. But first, we're going to Haunted Rock. Come on, Silver. Get him up. Come.
Miss Marston, as soon as I heard you hadn't gone out to your property, I headed right over to the hotel. Did you change your plans?
We went out.
I reckon I understand, ma'am. There's not many brave enough to head that direction in daylight, let alone after dark. Where's your husband? I don't see him in the lobby.
He went out.
Go on, Abby. Tell Mr. Crawford.
He went back there.
Back to Haunted Rock?
Carries a stubborn mule sometimes.
Yeah, mighty brave.
You came to see about buying our land. You can have it for all of me. I won't live there. This country's rough and strange.
Oh, now, Abby, you'll get used to it. You'll grow to love it after
No, Don. Perhaps any place else, but I couldn't abide Haunted Rock. I keep thinking about my grandmother and those Indians.
Now, don't upset yourself, ma'am.
Oh, why doesn't Carrie get back?
Now, don't upset yourself, ma'am.
Sure. It's a long ride. Why don't you go to bed, Abby?
No, I couldn't sleep. I'll wait for Carrie.
Well, I won't bother any more now, ma'am. I did come over to see about that land, but naturally I'd have to talk to Marston. Tell him I drop by, will you? All yours.
I will, Mr. Crawford.
Good night.
Jasper, where are you?
Right here, Mr. Crawford. Did you make any progress?
Where are the horses?
Right here.
Keno Mount.
Are we going someplace?
Yes. We're heading for Haunted Rock.
Haunted
Rock? Not so loud, you fool.
Hey, guns, Mr.
Shut up, I said. Marston's on the trail from Haunted Rock. It's dark, but we'll find him. He's never getting back, do you understand? Come on, ride. Get up there.
Get up there.
Halfway there.
Right up. There goes Marston now.
Must be him.
I use my six-shooter.
I got a holster with that.
Hmm?
Using bullets is too simple. Besides, the sheriff might snoop around. I'll hold him up at the point of a gun. You have a rope handy?
I don't say everything.
Never mind. I got it all figured. When we get through with him, nobody will see him anymore.
He'll be dead?
Yes, after a while. Get that rope ready. Get up, boy.
Get up there.
Drop your hands, Marston.
Gents going to escort me back to Tamarack?
Put the rope over him. No, Marston, not to Tamarack. No. You'll never see Tamarack again.
We searched all over, Miss Abby. Sun up this morning to sundown. All the way from here to the foot of Haunted Rock and back. No sign of him.
Perhaps he got lost, Mrs. Marston.
He's lived here all his life.
You'll never see him again.
Shut up, Jasper.
Never again. It's the ghost of Haunted Rock, that's what. The ghost of Haunted Rock got him.
Get out! Oh, please. Please leave me alone. Please get out.
Yes, you're right, ma'am. Come, Jasper. Yeah. Come along, Doc.
Get off. Try to rest, Miss Abby.
Oh, Carrie. Go on. I can't believe it.
Mrs. Marston.
What?
Here, the window.
At the... Who are you? What are you... You're wearing a mask. There's an Indian with you.
We're your friends.
I've never seen you before.
We're friends to anyone in trouble. There's no word of your husband?
No, none.
But don't worry.
What?
I said don't worry. We'll help you.
But...
We're going now, but you'll see us later. Here, keep this. Come along, Kimasabi.
Ready,
big fella.
Why, this is a silver bullet. What does it mean? What did he mean? He said, don't worry. Who is that masked man?
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. For the rest of that week, the Lone Ranger and Tonto watched hunting parties from Tamarack scour the tall buffalo grass between the town and Haunted Rock. Day after day, groups of men circled along the trail. Some even went right to the very base of the black cliff itself.
Well, gents, I guess it's no use anymore. Yeah. Let's get out of here. Poor Cherry. Well, come on, we're heading back to Tamarack. I reckon this Abbey's a winner.
No more search, huh?
I don't think so, Tonto.
What reason for all this, Kemosabe?
Marston's land. Banker Crawford wants it, and he wants it for a cheap price. Come along. We'll head toward Tamarack ourselves. Keep to the south side of the ridge. We don't want to be seen.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. Get a boy.
What we do now, Kemosabe?
I want you to go into Tamarack. I'll be at our camp in the woods. And keep an eye on Mrs. Marston.
Me do that.
As soon as you see Crawford going to the hotel or see her going to the bank, come back and let me know at once. Understand?
Tonto Savvy.
Now that the search for Marston has failed, Crawford is going to be increasingly anxious to buy that land.
But who him buy it from?
Mrs. Marston. As a widow, that land is hers now, to keep or to sell. The way she feels about this country and about her husband's death, certain she's not going to keep it. Well, adios, Tonto. I'll be waiting to hear from you.
Adios. Get him up, Scout!
Steady, old fella. Steady, Silver. It's only been 2 days since Tonto headed for Tamarack. He'll be along soon. Funny is, Silver!
Aye!
Yeah, Silver, it's Tonto. Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver!
Hi, Kemosabe.
You've been riding hard, Tonto.
Me come from Tamarack, heap fast.
Mrs. Marston and the banker?
That right. Me see him. Woman and fella named Don go to bank.
How long ago was that?
Half hour, maybe.
She's selling the land?
Me come tell you heap quick. Pretty soon it'd be too late to stop him, huh?
Yeah, we won't stop it by standing here. Hit the trail, Silver.
Get him up.
Come on, Silver!
Mrs. Marston, pen and ink.
Yes.
And here's the money. All in good hard cash. Now you just sign there and take your money, and I'll take the land off your hands.
Yes, I want to go back east.
Hey, here's some ink on point.
Just 1 second. Let me read that bill of sale just once more.
Done.
Well, I'm a friend, ain't I?
You've read that bill of sale a dozen times already.
You were just trying to lay this down.
It's no use, Don. I can't live out there. Certainly not with Carrie gone. I appreciate everything you're trying to do.
Doggone it, Miss Abby. Don't sell.
I've got to, Don.
Then sell it to somebody else, or wait for a better price.
A better price from where? You, for example?
I would if I could.
You haven't got a dollar to your name. Mrs. Marston needs the money now.
Please, Don. Ma'am,
I hate to say this, but my patience has been tried beyond endurance. Either we finish this deal right this minute, or I'm sorry, but the offer is withdrawn.
No, I... Don.
Oh, Kino, that's the way it is.
That's the way.
Here you are, ma'am. Have your sign right here.
There.
Thank you, and here is your cash. And the transaction is complete. You're richer by $800, and I have the land.
Hey, what's that?
A masked man and an engine.
A masked man and an engine?
Well, they're coming in here. Gee, Horsifat, it couldn't be a holder.
Look out. There's a gun on my desk.
Don't shoot their friends.
Nonsense, ma'am. A masked man, one side.
We came here.
Look out!
Drop that. Hello, that man at the window.
Me see him.
I've got coffee.
My hands.
That's enough. Let's leave your guns where they are. We're here on a peaceable errand.
Mister, you shoot like a gunfighter. Knock the guns right out of our hands. My fingers tingle like they was frostbit.
I tried to tell you not to shoot. These men are not outlaws.
She's right, Crawford. You're the outlaw. You and that smirking coyote beside you.
What are you trying to tell her?
Just what I said.
Mister, I'll have you know that I'm the most respected banker in this territory.
Now, hold on, Crawford. We'll agree you're a banker, but I don't figure there's many that respect you.
Mrs. Marston, you're not selling that land.
I'm not.
No, you can't.
You're my late masked man. She's already sold it.
Huh?
Yes, Injun. Down here witnessed the transaction, didn't you?
Well...
Don't deny it.
That's true. Miss Abby signed the paper and took the cash.
Yes. Here's her signature right here. That land belongs to me now.
That's where you're wrong, Crawford. Don't laugh. It was never hers to sell.
Not mine to sell?
No, Mrs. Marston.
You seem to have some ideas about the law, mister. What makes you think she can't sell it? She was the wife of Marston, wasn't she?
Yes, Crawford.
Well, then why
just stop right there. You needn't go any further. That land belongs to Carrie Marston. He's the only one who can sell it.
Oh, stop that. My husband is dead.
Is he?
What's that?
How about it, Crawford?
I've had enough of this. Yes, but keep watching for the marshal. The street's getting filled up. When the marshal comes along...
We won't wait for the marshal. You're going along with us now.
You're plum loco.
Your horses are out the hitching rail. Start walking. Where's your horse, Don?
Over at Thunder Hotel. Miss Abby's got a rig there, too.
Then get it and come along with us. All right, Crawford.
You can't
do
this.
The door's open. Move your legs.
You go too, hombre.
Sure, Injun. I'm not making any trouble.
Masked man, where are we going?
To the Haunted Rock.
Haunted Rock? You'll never get me there.
Oh,
my collar. Let go.
Put the door on your horse, Crawford. We're going to Haunted Rock, all of us. Especially you.
This is all a mistake.
Is it, Crawford? Are you all right back there, Mrs. Marston?
Yes, we're all right. Don, do you think Carrie's still alive?
I don't see how he can be. Yet that masked fella said he...
I saw them before. They told me not to worry. The tall man gave me this.
Huh?
This silver bullet.
What good is it? Silver bullet? Why, well, I'll be doggone. Sure. Injun named Tonto... White horse named Silver. Well, I'll be doggone.
Don, what is it?
Miss Abby, that masked fella's a Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
Yep. And if he says Carrie's still alive, then by thunder, I believe him. What's more, we can follow him wherever he wants us to go.
Yes, even to the top of the Haunted Rock itself.
Well, doggone, where in blazes could Carrie be? Well, we searched every place.
When we get closer, you can leave the wagon at the base of the cliff, Mrs. Marston, and ride double with us. We're going to the top of the rock.
Top of Haunted Rock.
You know, somehow I thought I'd be frightened when I got up here. But now it looks like any other rock. And the view of the setting sun is wonderful.
That's how most things are, Mrs. Marston. They frighten you from a distance. But when you get up close, you find there's nothing alarming about them.
I don't hear that awful sound, either.
That sound comes only after sundown. It's a trick of the air. You see, the cool currents in the valley sweep up these cliffs. Now, you'll notice the top of the peak over there is honeycombed with tunnels.
Oh, yeah, that's so.
Well, that's what makes that sound. The air current sweeping through those tunnels. It's like a giant organ.
Masked man, I'm almost afraid to ask you. Is my husband...
Tonto's gone behind that rise. I'll call him. Tonto!
Aye!
Bring him out now, Tonto.
How to do it?
Bring him...
Miss Abby! Miss Abby, look! It's Carrie.
Carrie. Carrie. Carrie, darling.
Hello, Abby.
You were safe all the time.
Yeah, honey, I was safe. Thanks to the masked man. But do you reckon we can live on my land now, or are you still afraid of Haunted Rock?
You mean you were up here all the time?
That's right, Mrs. Marston. Crawford and Jasper caught your husband on his way back to Tamarack. Crawford knew a body would be hard to conceal, so he tried
to... So those skunks brought me here, tied me up, and left me to starve. You knew nobody'd ever come to the top of Haunted Rock, didn't you, Crawford?
Hey, I have nothing to say.
Sure you did. But you counted without the masked man. You trailed them, didn't you, masked man?
Yes, Tom and I found the trail. And it led to the top of this rock. Well, we followed it.
Gary, you asked me a moment ago if I'd stay out here with you. I will, darling. I will, always.
Oh, Abby.
Kimus Hubby. Time we go,
Yes, Tonto. Don, suppose you drive Mr. and Mrs. Marston back to Tamarack in the rig. Tonto and I'll take these coyotes back to the town marshal.
Keno, mister. Adios.
Get moving, Crawford. You're heading for jail.
You go along.
Carrie, Abby.
Yeah?
Yes, mister.
The sun has gone down now. Pretty soon, the Haunted Rock will start its weird song. When you get about a half a mile away from here, will you stop and watch the rock?
Oh, we sure will, mister. And thanks for everything. Adios.
Adios. Eddie Silver. Remember, you're half a mile away.
Harry, how long do we have to wait here? The masked man said...
No, just a mite longer, honey.
Sound again? Carrie, we'll live on your land, I know, but... isn't there some way we won't have to hear that awful...
Horsifat. Did you see that? An explosion. It blew the top of the rock all to smithereens.
Yeah, Don. Before we left, the Lone Ranger put a charge of blasting powder up there with a slow-burning fuse. Abby, from now on, will never hear that ghostly voice again. It's just busted to bits.
I'm so glad.
Haunted Rock. from now on, I reckon we better change the name. Maybe we better call it Honeymoon Rock.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.